What up, y'all? What up, y'all? Episode 2. It's your boy Rem, New York Liberty Fan TV. We are in the building. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing today? Today is January 31st, the last day of February. The signing window is tomorrow. And we got some great news. But before I do so, before I holler at y'all, I need y'all to do me a favor. Hit the like button, hit the follow button, share, subscribe. Do whatever it is you do with your podcast and all of that good stuff. But I need your support. We need your support. We got to get this out everywhere. We got to get as much people on the New York Liberty as possible. We got to get the whole of Brooklyn and New York to get on this, all right? So New York Liberty Fan TV, presented by Bucket for Bucket Podcast Network. It's your boy Rem. Happy and excited to be with you. I'm excited. I feel a little bit chipper today because of the fact that y'all know what's up. Y'all know what happened. Jonquel Jones, it has been confirmed. JJ, run it back, JJ. You can check it out on the website. Latest story on Jonquel Jones re-signing with the New York Liberty on a two-year deal. I can't emphasize enough how important this move was. We wrote a story last week on this that JJ's re-signing was the most important thing for the New York Liberty. More than re-signing Stewie, more than anything, getting any free agencies, it was all about getting JJ back. You must retain that talent. You must retain that size. You must retain what JJ brings to the table. And I'm excited. I'm excited. This comes after her documentary was shot. I don't have it off the top of my head. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. But I will be doing a show on that documentary when I watch this a little bit later today. It featured NECA Ogwumike as well as Breonna Stewart. We'll get to that. But it was good to read that JJ will be resigning a two-year deal with the New York Liberty. I was extremely excited just to get that news because I keep telling y'all the importance of rebounding, the importance of having a good center, a competent center, somebody who will play defense, somebody who could stretch the floor if needed. JJ is that and all of the above. The Liberty, we can't finalize the deal until Thursday, which is tomorrow, February 1st, and when the signing windows happen. I think there's like $700K left out of the $1.2 million salary cap. I'm not too sure about that. But here's what we know about JJ's re-signing. The Liberty are about the future. Last year was it some type of test where we just try to run it once and not do anything. This is a run it back season. I know a lot of people are looking at free agency. We get enticed by all of these names and everything that we see, and we forget that this team, this was their first year together, their first full year together. So we can't just call it quits. I do agree that we might need to make a few tweaks on the bench, but this starting lineup is fit. The starting lineup is it. So let's give them opportunities to keep playing with each other, getting to learn each other. But this is what we know about free agency. We know that Stewie was cored. That was her first time, so she's good. She's locked in for one more year at least. We know that for sure. And then Courtney Vandersloot is signed through 2024. I think that works out perfectly because we know Sloot is here because Stewie wanted her here. So her, you know, signed through 2024, Stewie and Sloot signed through 2024, and I still believe that we will continue to keep pursuing Stewie after this core year. It's great to know that we have Jonquel Jones. Well, we have Benai Jelani, we have Sabrina, and now Jonquel Jones through 2025. And then you look at KT on the bench, you look at, like, it's all about those additions. But back to JJ and why JJ is so important. I think she averaged like 12-8 during the regular season. But again, the regular season, this is what it is about contenders. Like, the regular season's the regular season. Yeah, it's important, but it's not as important as when you get down to those final stretches, when you get to September, October, and stuff like that. This is when JJ showed what she was worth. And you know, as the reigning Commissioner's Cup MVP, that double-double that she put up in Vegas when we won that Commissioner's Cup, it kind of just gave us a little preview of what to expect for the playoffs, which ultimately led us to the finals. Jonquel Jones' playoff stats were 17 points. I'm rounding up, but 17 points, 11.6. So we're going to say 12 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks on 56% shooting. shooting 32 from three. That's not the greatest, but 32 from three is not the worst. And she's our center. So I'll say that. I'll say that. Again, this was an amazing, amazing signing. We needed this to happen. We absolutely needed this to happen, guys. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If we lost Jonquel Jones in free agency, this would have been, this would have just, it would have hurt. I'm not going to lie to you. I would have been hurt. But we're not. We don't have to think about the worst because right now the best thing just happened. So with that, I say welcome back, JJ. Excited to have you back in the New York Liberty for the next 2 years. And hopefully, you know, further on, let's win some championships. Let's bring you your first title. And let's keep going. This goes to show me how serious JJ is about wanting to win. She's not a quitter. And she's ready. She's ready to ride out. I think one of the biggest things of bringing a championship to New York City, I think we all know how important that is, no matter the sport that you play. No matter if you bring a chip to New York City, you're golden. This is huge. So looking forward to see what we do. But this 2024 season, I'm happy. Don't look for the Liberty to do. I'll speak a little bit about free agency. But don't look for the Liberty to do anything too crazy in free agency. I'll give you my thoughts. I'll share my thoughts. But again, this team was a really solid team. They called us a super team. And let's get to know each other. Let's get to know each other. Let's see what this team is fully made of. And let's ride out with these ladies, man. Sloot, Sab, Queen B, Stewie, and JJ. That is an ultimate lineup. That is a lovely lineup. And I have nothing but faith in them. We were two wins away from winning it all. We made it to our first WNBA finals in years, in a decade. So it's like, let's continue to keep that momentum. And by doing so, by re-signing JJ, coring Stewie, just make sure that we are worried about our future, not just this year, but next year as well. So I want us all to keep that in mind. And with the core contract, right, like we're in a position because, you know, Stewie will probably just be here for one more year. But we know that she's, you know, she's a New Yorker. She not might not be from the city, but she loves New York. So I think she understands the importance of being on this platform over here. So I think we'll be in a position to continue to win. Put our players in the best positions and, you know, just get as much talent here as possible. I want New York to be one of the destinations where people are like, yo, I want to see what's up over here because they know what's up. So that's all I got for you on that. But if you have any questions or anything, if you want to read up on, go check out www.nylftv.com. And we have the latest stories. We have the story about the signing and everything like that. We also have a couple of other stories. We dropped a story about Ellie earlier today. We dropped a story about what we're about to speak about right now. The Battle of the Sexes. The Battle of the Sexes, guys. The Battle of the Sexes Part 2. Only this time, the woman's opponent is not some misogynist or sexist or somebody we hate. This is Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry versus Sabrina Ionescu. This is going to be epic. Two of the greatest shooters, arguably the greatest shooters in three-point shooting contest history. I'm not going to lie. Sabrina's not the greatest three-point shooter in three-point shootout contest history. That is actually Allie Quigley. So we'll get to her. We'll get to her. In both men's and women's, it is Allie Quigley. But we'll get to her in a moment. But yeah, this is arguably the best shooters, the best shooter of all time of the NBA. He owned the record in the three-point contest, but last year it was shattered by the one, the only, Sabrina, Sab, whatever you want to call her. Sabrina Ionescu killed it. She killed it last year. And it was unfortunate that a lot of people did not get to see it because of the time. I think it was on a Wednesday at like 3:00. I forget. I don't want to make up any stories, but it was just at a really bad time. But this will not be the case. This will be on February 17th on Saturday, 8 p.m. And the format will follow the standard Starry three-point contest rules. They'll get the four ball racks with the four game balls and the one money ball, and then they get that fifth special rack that's all money balls, and they get to place that rack wherever they want to put that rock. And then they get the two starry rain shots. Those are the logo threes. And you know, if you watch the New York Liberty, you know damn well Sabrina could knock that down. Just like we know Steph could knock that down as well, too. So this would be amazing. This will be amazing. And Steph will shoot with the NBA line, will shoot from the NBA line with the NBA ball. Sabrina will shoot from the WNBA line with the WNBA basketball. And like I told you, she said, I will shoot from the NBA line. Let's get it. Because we know Sabrina is like that. She is absolutely like that. So I wouldn't be surprised if I turn on the TV and on February 17th, I see Sabrina shooting a little bit, like maybe 5'2", 5 feet further than what we're used to seeing her. But then again, if you look at Sabrina's game, she really puts them up from deep. It does not matter where she's shooting them from, and she got it like that. So Sabrina's like that. She is like that, guys. So I want y'all to know, we are not scared. We understand how great Stephen Curry is, but we would love to see this matchup go. We would love to see Sabrina win this, and we'll see. But this is going to be a great challenge. First of all, what I like about this is how much the NBA has been showing support to the WNBA. This is completely amazing. The way that the NBA is showing support to the WNBA, none of these guys, none of these guys seem to have that sexist energy in the air. It's almost as if only people, the keyboard warriors, have any thoughts or any negative things to say about this. But this is huge. This is huge for the game. This grows our game. Here's a few thoughts that I have about the Battle of the Sexes, first of all. It would be super dope if Billie Jean King was in attendance. I think that would be, it brings more to the story, it brings more to the history, but if Billie Jean King is in attendance, that would be dope. If she was out there, I know she don't play ball, but if she was out there showing her support to Sabrina Ionescu, I think that would be huge. We already know Billie Jean King was in attendance for one of our games this season where she was honored with Malala and some others. So Billie Jean King in attendance, I think that would be dope. This is positive for the game. I love the way that it was rolled out, the way that little cheesy little thing that Stephen Curry did on NBA on TNT. That was dope. And honestly, I hope this kind of helps the WNBA like do better with their All-Star. How can we get NBA players involved in the WNBA All-Star game? Like, how can we do that? Like, let's really think about it. So here's a couple of things that I have on my mind for the WNBA All-Star game. First of all, better marketing. Better marketing, market it better. We need a different time, a completely different time, a day. And it cannot be in the afternoon while everybody's at school or work. It has to be on a prime time. So that's one of the things that we could do. Maybe introduce a new competition into the WNBA All-Star weekend. Include NBA players. And when I say include NBA players, I'm talking about contests. The skills challenge, those kinds of things. There used to be a little shootout the NBA contest used to do with the legends and a current player. Like, we should probably do some stuff like that for the WNBA. And also, I would love to see a legends game. I would love to see Cheryl Swoops, Lisa Leslie, hoop them up, lace them up. It don't got to be full court, but maybe a half-court Legends game or something like that. But let's think of some ideas of how we can make the WNBA All-Star better, and let's start shooting those ideas to them. Let's let Kathy and all them people know, like, we're interested. We love the W. We want to see it continue to grow, but how can we make this game better? How can we make the All-Star weekend better? And let's continue to do that. So, but, yeah, February 17th, it is the date of Battle of the Sexes 2. Stephen versus Sabrina. Tell me who you got. You know, on NYLF TV, with bias or without bias, but with bias, we're gonna say Sabrina got this. But I'm like, I don't know, man. Steph Curry he's lights out. He's absolutely lights out. The greatest shooter of all time. The greatest shooter of all time. I don't want to argue with anybody, but that's him. That's him. He is him. He's Himothy. So we will see how this goes. But again, like I said, I have nothing but faith. And Sabrina, she don't back down from nobody. She not backing down from no dudes. Are you crazy? This is Sabrina Ionescu. Do y'all know her story? How she was taking these little kids' lunch money? These little boys? Come on, stop playing. Sabrina Ionescu is like that. We fully support you. We fully support you, girl. So that's what's up. That's all I got on Battle of the Sexes. But let's talk about free agency real quick, man. Free agency This is a little bit tough. This is a little bit tricky because we already know free agency with WNBA could get a little bit mixy, could get a little bit messy. But let's talk about what is going on around in the WNBA with free agency. And I'm going to just go on my phone real quick and I'm going to just go and see every single last thing that has been posted regarding WNBA free agency. And I'll tell y'all a little bit something, one or two things about it from what I've been seeing, just so that we are in the know. We are in the know. We need to be in the know, guys. We need to know where all the domino pieces are falling. So here's what I have thus far. So there's been a trade. The Seattle Storm have acquired the Los Angeles Sparks 2026 first-round pick in exchange for Kia Nurse and the fourth overall pick in the 2024 draft. Wow. That's pretty dope. That's pretty dope. They moved up to number four. Then we have another trade. We have the Connecticut Sun have acquired Tiffany Mitchell from the Minnesota Lynx and the 2024 19th pick through trade with Minnesota. So that's pretty dope. Then we got Bridget Carlton to return to Minnesota on a two-year deal. Kia Stokes, once a Lib, always a Lib, but she was on the wrong side last year. will remain with the back-to-back WNBA champion Aces. As you know, our girl JJ is back with us on a two-year deal. Then we got Megan Gustafson. She is on a two-year deal with the WNBA champions. She leaves Phoenix to go to the champs. They're trying to get bigger in that paint. They're trying to, you know, get something for JJ. Then we have Saitu Sabali. She re-signed with the Dallas Wings and dropped a post today saying that, yo, like, they really think that they have a squad over there and they're trying to win it all. So we'll see how that goes. Then we have Leija Clarendon. She's expected to return to Los Angeles on a two-year deal. Alana Smith, she leaves Chicago to head over to Minnesota. So Nafisha's getting some help. Kalani Brown. I was hurt by this because I love Kalani Brown. Not just like Kalani Brown. She's one of my favorite people in the WNBA. She's a beauty. But Kalani Brown, I wanted her to sign to the New York Liberty because I feel like we need some help in that backup center role. And that's nothing to Big Mama Steph. I love Big Mama Steph, but I'm talking about with Kalani Brown's defensive prowess, her rebounding prowess. Like this was a big move, a good move for Dallas and their size. So we'll see how that goes. But that's a few of the pieces that fell. And there's still a lot more going on in free agency. We still don't know where Skylar Diggins is going. We know NECA informed the Sparks that she would not be returning. Look, I'm going to put this out in the air because I'm pretty sure, I don't know if anybody has been thinking like me. I have a lot of wishful thinking. I will be completely, completely real with you. I have a lot of wishful thinking. But yeah, Shattered Glass. Shattered Glass is the documentary featuring Breonna Stewart, Jonquel Jones, and NECA Ogwumike, right? Again, we're going to watch that later on today to see what that was about, get as much information as possible, and we're going to shoot an episode on that too as well, just to give some insight on what it was. But yo, seeing Breonna Stewart, Jonquel Jones, and NECA Ogwumike together after taking that little shot in that photo, I was just like, oh my God. I'm like, oh my God. This would be like, I know it's wishful thinking. It's far-fetched. Let me not say it's wishful thinking. But how crazy would it be if NECA Ogwumike said, look, I want to join forces. Look, Candace did it last year. She did it like anybody could do it. NECA, let's say she wanted to join forces and come to the New York Liberty, would y'all be opposed to that? There would be some sacrifice here. There would have to be some sacrifice between Sabrina Ionescu or Bonai Gelani. One of those two would have to come off the bench because I don't see NECA being the one coming off the bench. But with that said, it's about who. It's not about who starts the game. It's about who finishes the game. And also, there's another opportunity for one of those players to go and chase that sixth player of the year award, because I think they'll get it hands down with the production that they would bring off the bench. The reason why I say this is imagine, but the production off of the bench would change dramatically if it was either Sabrina or Bonai Gelani coming off the bench. That's all I'm saying. But we do need some defense. Being realistic, here's my thoughts on free agency realistically. Again, like I said, I saw NECA and I was just like, oh my God. I saw that picture and I'm just like, imagine. What can you imagine? I know I'm not the only one, guys. I know I'm not the only one. Do not leave me hanging. But I know y'all saw that picture from the Shattered Glass documentary of Jonquel Jones, Breonna Stewart, and NECA Ogwumike, and said, damn, that look good. Damn, that trio look good. But we're not going to get ahead of ourselves. The roster that we have right now is amazing. We are amazed by our roster. We love our roster. But I do believe our bench needs to get a little bit stronger. The names that I would throw out there, shout out to Joe Trizzle, because he spoke to me earlier today and said a name, and I actually like the name, and we are very familiar with the name. What's up with Dee Dee Richards? Let's try. Can we holla at Dee Dee Richards and see if she's interested in coming back to the New York Liberty? We need somebody off the bench with that defensive prowess. We need that toughness. We need it. And the second name that I would give to you guys, the second name that I'm really looking at for free agency is not even really on the free agency, but I'm making a phone call to Allie Quigley. I would love to see Allie Quigley back in the W, playing with her wife again, and producing how she produces, that major three ball threat, 3-and-D person. And we need that. I feel like we need that, another veteran, another WNBA champion. It wouldn't be wrong, but tell me your thoughts. These are the two people that I think can help round us out on the bench. Dee Dee Richards and Allie Quigley, in free agency. And let's see what's up with Hansu in terms of getting the playing time. I know it's a little bit difficult with the whole China U.S. thing, but we got to figure that out. We can't have players halfway in and halfway out. If we're going to do this, we're going to go all the way, and we need to go all the way. So we need people who will be committed and who will be here to play. So that's my thoughts on it. That's my thoughts on free agency. I don't have that many, but I will drop some more stuff. Our next episode, we will definitely discuss some other stuff. We'll discuss the WNBA draft as well. I don't see us really doing much in the WNBA draft because it's like we want to win now, so we're not going to hand the keys to rookies or anything like that. But we'll see how this goes. Maybe we can use the draft pick actually as collateral for something to get a trade going. But we'll see how that goes, y'all. We'll see how that goes. Again, this is New York Liberty Fan TV. It's your boy Rem. We got JJ back on a 2-year deal. Get hype, y'all. Get hype. Again, I need y'all to check out the website, www.nylftv.com, and you can check out the latest news, everything New York Liberty. I appreciate y'all. Thank you guys again for tuning in. This is New York Liberty Fan TV. Peace.